Stand back, people. Stand back. It's the spring market. It has arrived. Get out of the way. Springtime and DFW. Is it springtime? Did we have cold, wet, windy week? We did, but the real estate market is absolutely the spring market. And with that comes all of the mindless stereotypes. We got a full studio for you today, folks. We've got Full Price Courtney behind the box with all the machinery and the buttons and all the things, running all the digital and the technical and the videos. And we've got the English wonder himself, the Yanni Donny, in studio.
Hello.
With Mike. Oh, I was going to keep interrupting.
Hello.
All right, listen, we got a big agenda today. There has been a tremendous amount of show prep, and we are ready to get into it. And I think it's time to do that. But before that, if you've got a question or a comment, here's what you do. You pick up your cell phone. Listen, you can even pick up a rotary phone if you're interested in that sort of thing. And you call 214-310-000. Now, this next one, no rotary phones allowed. You could even text, Ian. You could text our show.
On like a phone?
On a phone. 214-310-0008. Now, if you've never done that and you've thought, I don't call or text radio shows, that's okay. All throughout the week in between the shows, that same number, 214-310-0008, will get you to the radio line, but it'll be answered by our real estate team at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, and we can answer those same questions for you about buying, selling, enjoying your home, or you can text us. We can do that all day, every day throughout the week during business hours, 214-310-0008.
Yep, and this first segment is brought to you by Cardinal Financial and Patrick Gleros. If you are looking to get a mortgage, if you're looking to refinance, if you're looking to maybe get a second property, third, fourth, fifth, I don't know how many properties
you okay,
have.
LeBron.
Not many. You can reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgleros.com. You can reach him on 972-728-3420. You can start an application right there on his website, NMLS number 308804.
Lots going on in the market right now. If you've got questions, don't hesitate. 214-310-0008, or you can always go online to ToddTremontiTeam.com. If all else fails, just Google my name, Todd Tremonti. Spell it well enough, you'll find us. And we would love to be a resource to you. More than anything, we'd like to help you. We feel obligated to help you sift and sort through the bad information that is out there in the world around real estate. We're seeing a lot of, especially buyers right now, Ian, feel free to jump in whenever, buyers making really poor mistakes right now. Now, this is not universally true. Some people should be waiting to save money or get prepared or figure out their job or their kid's school or whatever. But we are seeing a lot of people right now that are waiting for interest rates to come down. We believe emphatically, based on real data that's reliable and a lot of experience, that when those rates come down, prices are going to skyrocket. And people who waited are actually going to end up in a really ugly, difficult financial situation.
Well, it's fair to say that if you are thinking that way, somebody is thinking that way, they're not the only person.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Right? They're not like soups. Nobody out there is like so incredibly talented and gifted. They're like, I'm the only one that's got this plan, guys.
Right.
I'm going to wait for interest rates to come down and then I'm going to go and buy a house. Nobody else would
well,
be thinking
that. Well, and if you really unpack that thought, the thinking is I'm going to time the market perfectly, right? I'm going to wait until rates come down. And then I'm going to be the first one out of the gate before all the other people come out. And I'm going to get to buy at sort of old prices and new rates. And we just, like, that just doesn't happen. Of course, will it happen
Look,
for one or two?
People can get lucky.
Yeah.
Like, timing it perfectly. Yeah. Like, I got lucky when I refinanced my home because I got it at, like, the lowest rate could have been. Yeah. That was luck. Like, partly
luck. You got lucky that you happened to be ready the date when it was really low.
Yeah.
But you were patient before that, and you were decisive when the time was right. So, yeah, not completely luck. But the point you're making, though, is some people will get lucky and time that really well. The vast majority of people that are waiting right now for interest rate mortgage rates to come down will likely end up spending more money to own a home in the future. Because even if they were to get a lower rate, it will be on a house at a much higher price. So we're not trying to scare anybody, but what we're trying to help people understand is there's still a window of opportunity right now that's closing very quickly where prices are still going up. rates have not come down. They came down a good bit initially, and they've kind of held and gone back up a tiny bit. And because of that, people are wanting to wait for rates to come down lower. But we feel, based on a lot of 20 plus years of experience and a lot of study of mortgage rates in the Federal Reserve and how buyers and sellers act and inventory and all those things that no one really cares to talk about, we believe when mortgage rates start to come down noticeably, we're going to see a huge surge back into the buying market, and that competition is going to drive prices way up. Multiple offers, confident sellers, less repairs, less concessions, less negotiations over inspections and all those things. And we believe that when buyers say, I'm waiting, that's actually what you're going to end up having waited for.
It's just the most simple economic supply and demand.
It's like ninth grade government economics.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
And by the way, that's not us being like, I can't believe you people don't understand that. That's just saying, look, the emotion and the news that's out there is confusing and complex, but you can boil it down 9 out of 10 times to the simplest form, which is, we really still don't have enough houses in our market for the demand that's out there.
No, there are some people that just don't understand it.
And the demand, though, is mostly sitting on couches right now, meaning there's a lot of people that would like to buy, sell, move, upgrade, downsize, and they've been waiting since mid to late 2021 when early 22 rates started to come up and people just froze and were like, whoa, I don't know. I don't want to leave my good rate. Even though this isn't the right house for us, we'll just stay. Even though we really want to get out of a rental, we're just going to wait. There's a tremendous amount of demand pent up in that waiting. And when rates come down to, you know, low sixes or anything lower, we feel very confident. We talk to hundreds of people a week, thousands of people a year. And Ian, am I, you tell me, how many of those people are like, we're going to move when? We want to do this if. And usually it's, yeah. So
the vast majority,
that's a sample size of tens of thousands of people. So we think that's going to happen. We may be wrong. We are rarely wrong about these things, but it doesn't mean we can't be wrong. But that's our advice. If we can help you with any of those things, buying, selling, timing the market, taking advantage of the opportunities in the market, taking great care of you, your family, and your finances, you can just call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
We have a question that came in from a longtime listener. Courtney from North Dallas reached out.
She's been so loyal to us.
And just says, hey, Ian, what's the status of the federal funds?
I love it when you say status. I say status. He says status. Do you say tomato?
I say potato.
Okay. Well, there's that.
I do
the federal funds rate. I don't think anyone really even cares about the number, but the federal funds rate is what the Federal Reserve or the Federal Reserve Board or committee sets. They have been moving that up over the last year or so, and that is what has trickled down to the mortgage rate. Now, that they're not directly correlated, but they are very much linked. So let's just call that the banking rate, and the one that most people focus on is average mortgage rate. So the Fed has said that in 2024, they will likely lower rates multiple times. They have not yet done that. They're going to meet again in 2 to 3 weeks, about 2 weeks at this point. And in most of January and February, people were thinking that the Fed was definitely going to probably lower rates at that meeting.
That was the expectation.
In the last week or two, the thought has been that they're maybe more likely to simply do nothing, just leave things where they are for now. And really, there are opinions on both sides that that might mean that mortgage rates might trickle back down a little bit because it's another meeting where they did not raise rates. There's another opinion that if they don't raise rates, that's a sign that they might not lower rates either. And so rates could even bump up a little bit. I don't know. This is not something that I think anyone really knows for sure.
At this point, they don't know.
They haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
They're going to meet in a little bit more than 2 weeks, I think. And they'll decide. And that will be based on employment reports and basically a very broken process of analysis of inflation and cost of goods and all sorts of things. So we will see. But as of now, there's more confidence in the marketplace that they may do nothing, which isn't a bad thing. It just means continue where we are. But mortgage rates could respond to banks, you know, mortgage banks could respond to that news up or down. I would say if you want to buy or sell or invest in real estate, I know this sounds crazy, I would do that regardless of what the Fed does. Now, that does mean some opportunities are more or less of an opportunity if rates are higher or lower. I get that. You might not buy that house. You might buy a different house. You might not buy that fourplex. You might buy a different one. You might not develop that land. You might wait a little bit longer. But I believe you make these big life choices and investment choices regardless of what the Fed is doing, and then your opportunity could get better, but can't really get worse.
Yeah, I was just reading a CNBC article that was just basically saying that, you know, they've put out enough information to say, hey, we're done increasing the rate, but we're not quite ready to begin to cut it. March is going to be probably unlikely. I think the thought right now, at least on in this article, was it might be June-ish. Yeah. Time before we start seeing it.
The summary of that is the Federal Reserve sort of feels like they've done a good job. They're like, we might have fixed this thing right now, so let's not mess with it. Let's just let it keep doing what it's doing right now, which is kind of the Todd way of saying what you just read. The data is maybe March and maybe a small reduction at that point with more small reductions as opposed to fewer big reductions. So nobody knows.
We'll see if it impacts mortgage rates. I just reached out to Patrick just to ask him, hey, what's the rates at today? And he said, you're going to be in the 7 to 7.5 range today.
Yep. And that means that's kind of the mid, and you could buy that you could spend some money to go lower, and you could spend no money and maybe be a little bit higher. Depending
you could
on
buy
your
it down
score.
To 6, yep. Maybe a high 5. Yep. 06,
we're seeing people do that. That does require a little bit more cash, but you could manufacture right now with cash pay to lock in for 30 years a lower interest rate if you want.
But again, is it that the question that people have to ask themselves is it worth it to say I'm going to take a short-term annoyance of a higher interest rate if it means that I'm going to be able to get a property that I want for tens of thousands of dollars less than if I wait for that rate to come down a point and have to battle with plenty of other people? Because that will happen.
Two thoughts. Number one, we understand that not everybody has that choice, right? There are plenty of people that are like, I cannot make the payment at this number and I can make it at that number. We appreciate that. We respect you. We love you. We understand that not everybody has all of the options on the table. What we are saying is we don't think waiting is likely to work out well for you. We don't think you'll be in a better situation. If you wanted a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath house right now, and you're waiting for rates to come down so you get a better deal on the house, we don't think that's going to happen. We don't think your payment will be lower if you wait. Your mortgage rate could be lower, but the price of the house, we believe, will be higher. Therefore, we think your payment, at absolute best case scenario, would be the same, probably still higher. But you might not get the house you want in that market when there's 2, 3, 10, 12, 20. A couple years ago, we were getting 63 offers on some houses. We think you have more options, more time to think, pray, sleep on it, make a wise choice now. And financially, we think you have like an 80%+ chance to come out better buying now, buying the house that you can afford now. Maybe that means there's a compromise or two in there, a little bit smaller home, a little bit different area. I just think the world of buyers and sellers need to understand we've been through a stretch where housing was so affordable and borrowing was so affordable that most people could get what they want. We're back in a more logical world where, hey, sometimes you don't have it in the budget to get everything you want. We need to make a compromise or two. But we believe it's better to make a compromise or two now than to wait for the ideal situation later and it never shows up and it never presents itself ever again in your lifetime.
Let me tell you about DP Lambert and Goosehead Insurance. DP is, look, he saved me thousands of dollars over the years.
Same.
Same with Todd, same with so many of my friends, family members, so many of our clients. Like, DP has helped them, him and his entire team. They've figured out, hey, is it going to be best to get home insurance with the same company as your auto insurance? Does that make sense to bundle them? Does it make sense to do them separately? What's the way that we can save you the most money but get you the most coverage? And that's what DP and his team do at such a high level. You can reach out to DP, dp.lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. You can give him a call, 214-614-8595. And as always, you can check out toddtremontyteam.com, where you can click the radio tab and you can find all the recommended pros and vendors right there. Just to put a bow on what we were just talking about, there are more and more people that are coming into the market looking to buy right now. That's been happening for the last couple of months. David on our team just held an open house last weekend, gorgeous home in Parker.
Really
and
cool house.
Had like 15 to 20 groups of people come by. Well, 2 years ago, that was not happening. Like, open houses have come back. Like, people are more active now looking for properties, and that's only going to continue as we get through the year and we begin to see some of those rates and things hopefully get cut a little bit more. So that's just kind of wrapping that.
There's significantly more interest and conversation in the market. The one thing that's hanging a lot of buyers and sellers up is what we opened the show with. Just this idea that admittedly is not tremendously well thought out for a lot of people. Like we said, some people do need to wait. They need to get their finances in order, or they have some family or job or personal timing issues. Of course, you should wait until things are ready. You know, you, your family, and your finances are ready.
Yeah.
But if those things are ready, we think a lot of people are making a big mistake right now by waiting for a market that will be less favorable for them.
Well, and the reality is that, you know, I'm going to say this bluntly, but life isn't fair, right? Not everybody gets to have the exact same things at the most perfect of times every single day. Like, that's not how life happens. Like, but you got to take advantage of what's available to you today.
Well, we did some research this week, and we had in some of our show notes this idea of like one generation is upset with another generation.
Yeah.
It's like, man, all these baby boomers,
they got access to affordable housing, they get access to technology and entertainment and all this other stuff.
So check this out. This was one of our sort of conclusions from that sort of thinking, okay? The complaint was made. We saw responses from people that were like, this stinks. Baby boomers had this heyday of low rates, affordable houses, and now we're getting stuck with all this inflation. First of all, they got plenty of inflation too. But here's the thought that came to mind. I did a bunch of reading on this, thinking through how we might communicate this to our radio audience. And can you fathom telling a baby boomer, let's just say in the 70s, you could have in your pocket a device that gives you access for almost no cost? Every bit of research and data that's been done in the entire history of mankind, almost every bit of data and information, you can have access to artificial intelligence, which can help you build a business, educate your kids, get an answer to any question on the planet. You could use social media and connect with people all over the globe in every language, again, to build a business, connect with people, prepare for travel. And you could do almost all of that at theoretically zero cost.
I would have said that you were dealing with some sort of craziness.
Sorcery, right? Sorcery, and they would say to you, that's not fair. I didn't have that. I had to build my business on the back of machinery and inventory and physical things, right? So the fact is, to your point, either, there's a couple of ways to look at it, either, sorry, life's not fair, or hey, there is always opportunity and there was always challenge.
Yeah,
and right now, one of the challenge is that we're coming through a period of time where homeownership for a lot of people is going to take more of your monthly budget. But there are so many incredible benefits and opportunities. What we're trying to help you with on the real estate part is not waiting based on a delusion or waiting based on bad information. Now, this, again, we could be wrong, but all the logical, reliable data says that we're likely to be right, that waiting to buy a house is actually going to cost more.
Well, just have a conversation with somebody about it. Like, this is what we tell people all the time. Like, we will sit down with you and do 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour with you, helping you try and understand what the market is, what it's doing, what trends we're seeing, and does this make sense for you and your family and your finances to be able to actually either purchase or sell or both or do an investment, whatever it is. Like, if you are thinking about anything to do with real estate, just reach out to us. We'll schedule a sit down, we'll have a sit down with you, and we'll spend 30 minutes, an hour and a half, however long it is, getting all your questions answered, helping you to get to a point to be able to make the right decision.
That's right. If you've got questions or comments, if you've got something you want help on timing-wise or price-wise related to your own real estate, Just call or text us anytime. Save this in your phone, 214-310-0008. Call or text 214-310-0008 or anytime, day or night, from any device. You can always visit
TheTremontyTeam.com.
Okay, 2 minutes. Give me a quick answer here on how strong right now is the DFW market. It's just kind of put a bow on everything that we just talked about. How strong is it now compared to what it's been?
Compared to what it's been, it is, it's a very stable market at the moment. Now, you're going to see headlines that say it's unstable because prices are higher than they've been in the past. But stable meaning inventory is still low, but not all-time low. Buyers have some choices, and they can buy a house today cheaper than we believe that house will ever be again in the future, barring some, you know, short-term disaster. We believe that buyers and sellers, we know this, we are seeing it every day. Buyers and sellers are working together to get homes bought and sold. Sellers are willing to do some repairs. Buyers are getting a chance to sit and think about some things. They're getting a chance to inspect the home. They're protected by an appraisal. We weren't seeing all those things in the market of 2021, early 22, where buyers were having to waive all their protections and all of the security, and sellers just had brutal leverage. But a lot of times, sellers are also buyers. So they are selling and then buying another house. We work with a ton of people that do that. If that's what you're doing, reach out to us, ToddTremontyTeam.com. We have an incredible dedicated buy-side staff, dedicated sell-side staff that can help you win big on both sides. But when you're doing that, you want that market that's a little more logical, a little more stable, where sellers and buyers are working together and a strategy can help you win on both sides. But relative to the rest of the country, Dallas is, as it almost always is, the more stable, safer value market, long-term growth market, and general cost of living market. Plus, there's some really exciting things happening all over Dallas-Fort Worth right now that make living here enjoyable. So we believe it is an incredible time to live in and buy and sell property in Dallas. Everyone always kind of goes, you always say that. Well, look, the best time to buy a house would have been the day you were born, because prices are almost always higher than when you were born. But since that makes no sense, we believe that that will be true again 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now. You'll wish you had bought property as soon as you could and maybe bought more than one. That's what's going on right now in DFW Real Estate. If we can help you buy, sell, invest, or enjoy your home more, we are offering you a free strategy session, 45 minutes or so, on Zoom, in the office, on phone if we have to answer all your questions and help you get clarity about your goals and what you want to achieve with your real estate. You can call or text 214-310-0008. You can go online to ToddTremontyTeam.com. We still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. And we still guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying a home. Go online to ToddTremontyTeam.com. You can just Google Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can. You'll find us and you'll find over 700 reviews. All right, folks, during the break, the conversation came up. Will you even be able to own your own home in another 10 or 20 or 30 years? Lots of media reporting that America is becoming a nation of renters, and that higher and higher and higher percentages of homes, especially in big markets like DFW, are being bought by either big hedge funds and investment brokerage houses, or they're literally being built to rent and never placed out on the open market for individual families or individuals to own for their own home. We can get into it, but producer Courtney really wanted to grab the mic and ask the question in her own way, and we are going to afford her that opportunity.
Well, I guess I'm just saying that all the headlines are saying that investors are buying up the land in Melissa and Aubrey and Salina, and I just think, like, do I have to be a part of a fund? Do I have to invest in, or do I need to be buying these homes now?
Let me clarify the question so we don't repeat what we did in the first half of the show. Are you asking about this for your primary home or for investment reasons?
Both.
Okay. For your primary home at the moment, by all means, you do not need to be a part of some big, you know,
No, but now trillion the dollar fund to get the house.
But you are competing with those people. Now in DFW, that category of owner is not dominating our market, much to the chagrin of people that want to have that devil to look down on. But it is growing. And if you look at other Western cultures, many of them across Europe and other places are renter mentality countries and regions, where the default thinking is not, man, I gotta make some wise choices because I got a mortgage. The default is I gotta make some money because I got rent to pay. People grow up thinking I'm going to rent an apartment or a flat. Now, I use New York and LA as an example with clients and on the show quite a bit. You know for a fact, if you're an adult in the United States, that if you or a child of yours or a friend move to New York, chances are they're renting. Owning an apartment in New York, everyone knows, is outrageously expensive. Now, maybe they moved out to one of the other boroughs or one of the edges or across the river or whatever, and they were able to buy. But everybody knows, most likely, you're not going to own, especially initially in that situation. If you're living in LA, most people know what you do is you move there and you struggle initially. You room with 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 people, and everybody pitches in because the cost of owning there is so significant. That has not been the case as much in Texas, where owning a home has been relatively affordable compared to the rest of the country, certainly compared to the rest of the country for the size of home and quality of home and amount of land and space you could get here in Texas and in DFW. That is changing. The cost of doing that is going up. So to answer your question as directly as possible, yeah, if you want to own a home for your family, the sooner you can do that, I'm not saying you have to do that, the sooner you can do that comfortably or at a range that you can tolerate, I believe the sooner you should. And I would encourage people to get more than one if possible. So the other part of your question from an investment perspective is yes. If you would like to invest in real estate, I believe you will be competing more and more and more and more with large institutional buyers. You are seeing popular cultural influencers and social media people and entrepreneurial-minded, investment-minded leaders, writers, hosts, those kinds of folks telling people to join their investment funds to potentially not own a home for yourself, but to own one for investment purposes. Now, I completely disagree with not owning a home for yourself if you can, not just from the math perspective, but from the peace and lifestyle and stability piece of it, which that doesn't fit in most spreadsheets. But also, if you want to invest in a real asset that even if it lost its market value for a while, still has real utility. Someone can live there. Someone can enjoy time there. But also has multiple other benefits. Price appreciation. It can become worth more over time. Rental income, passive rental income, and tax-advantaged financial aspects of it. I think you should do that. Now, you should do that carefully. You should do that with help. We'd be happy to help you. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com or call or text 214-310-0008. If you've ever thought about owning rental property, one or two or 20 or 100, you should call us, 214-310-0008. We think now is a good time. There have been better times, but we don't think there will be much better times anytime soon. So if you'd like to own one or two or 20 more additional residential units, call us right now, 214-310-0008. And we do believe you'll be competing with small, large, and unfathomably large.
Keep going. Push through it.
Yeah, I did. I went three times at it. Unfathomably large financial institutions with billions, if not soon, trillions of dollars to build and hold or to buy hundreds and thousands of houses. There's a reason Open Door and Zillow and other brokerages and these massive funds want to own a ton of residential real estate because it is going to be a desirable asset that will be more and more desirable and harder to get in more and more places across the United States. That does not exclude DFW. That includes DFW.
You like investing, huh?
I do.
think I can play a little game with this, though.
Oh, boy.
A little Stump Todd game.
Before we do that, Stump Todd is brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his team over at Cardinal Financial. And let me just help you associate Patrick Gleros in your brain with the word mortgage. That's what I do. Anytime someone's like, hey, where are rates? I'm like, Patrick. Hey, we're thinking about buying a property. Have you talked to Patrick? Hey, we're thinking about buying an investment property. Great, let me get you in touch with Patrick. You can do that online at patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S. You can start an application. You can use a mortgage calculator and figure out how much down payment would affect the payment, how much rate you should buy down or not, what fees might be. All of that can happen at patrickgleros.com. He's the only lender I have ever used for a personal mortgage on one of my homes. PatrickGleros.com.
All right, let's see if we can stump you, shall we, Todd?
Oh, boy.
Ready?
What?
What was the first company to issue stock?
British East India Company.
Nope.
Oh, I think I'm right, though. What is your internet saying?
The Dutch East India Company.
Oh, so close. It was from Britain, and it was the Dutch East India Company.
Dang.
Courtney, how do you score me? Was I right or wrong? I'll take your response, whatever you say.
Wrong.
I mean,
I said British.
I said it wrong. They're You're right, countries. But I knew the answer. I think that was pretty clear.
Okay.
It was the
Dutch. I think that was pretty clear.
I think
clear.
If you knew the answer, you would have said the Dutch East India Company.
Hey, Courtney, real quick, can you imagine living the way he does?
No. Honestly.
He would not sleep well tonight if he acknowledged that I knew that. I did say it wrong. I will acknowledge that.
But you knew it.
The Dutch East India
Company. You know what? I have grace for that.
I mean, if you're in school and you're having an exam and you get the answer wrong, but you're like, yeah, but I knew it. And they're like, oh, you know what? Let me change the answer. Yeah,
no.
Honestly, right. That's how I function.
No, but let's say it this way. If there was a multiple choice question, there could have been 100 choices and I would have gotten it right. If it was fill in the blank, I would have been wrong.
Not if it was British and Dutch on there. You'd have picked the British
one. No, I would have picked Dutch.
He said the India part.
East India Company. Anyway, I clearly knew what was talking about, but I got the answer wrong. Now, would you like to talk about the significance of that? Are you ready for a history lesson or do you want to move on?
No, go ahead, don't move on.
No.
Okay.
Let's go.
This was the power of protecting yourself from liability. This was the introduction of the idea of the corporation. And what it was literally a piece of paper that said, we're going to go do some stuff. By the way, it wasn't super great stuff that they were doing. But if something goes wrong, for example, if a ship sinks full of cargo, me, the owner of that ship, is not going to be liable for all these companies, the cost of all that cargo. I'm going to be protected literally by a piece of paper that we just came up with, which is the idea of a corporation.
Just the same as an LLC.
The LLC is a type of, it's a limited liability company. Okay. It's a type of company corporation formation. But what they were saying, and by the way, it makes sense. Otherwise, nobody would take that risk on. I will not transport your products if my family has to be liable for a storm that could come up out of nowhere. But the corporation over time will build assets and the corporation could be liable. We will guarantee that we'll get your cargo there. And if not, we'll cover the cost of that. But only once that corporation has assets. Otherwise, nobody would take on these big problems that the world has, which, by the way, capitalism and corporations have solved most of the major problems that have ever been solved. Not all, most. And they did it because of financial gain, the opportunity for financial gain somewhat. Some of it was because of the challenge and the opportunity to serve. But if that person had to say, my family could be ruined if a storm pops up, they wouldn't do it. And they probably shouldn't do it. So corporations came along. They have been used and people have benefited and certainly manipulated. Listen, the people of India were not thrilled about necessarily how Britain or England treated them during that time. And I'm not going to claim to know all of what's right and wrong. I'll just say that's where corporations came from and why I knew that answer, because it changed the world, solved a lot of problems, helped people get spices from this part of the world and gold and copper from that part of the world, and helped that stuff move a lot more because there was a document / an entity that allowed people to take risk, to solve problems, to create a better life for people. And my illustration of that is a poor person in America, not everybody, but a poor person in America now is living better than oligarchs and kings did like 150 years ago, not even that long ago, because of this progress. Not all, but somewhat because of the creation of a corporation.
Here's what I'll do. I've got two bonus questions for you. If you get one of them right,
okay,
I will acknowledge that you knew the answer. But if you get one of them right, you're going to need to get the second one right as well.
Never satisfied.
So, okay? Mm. Right now, I don't acknowledge that you got it right. But if you can get one or both of these right, I'll consider it.
Standard is so high.
What is the oldest still functioning stock exchange in the world?
London.
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't know that.
Would you like the second question anyway?
I would.
Okay. If you can, it was known as VOC, was its three-letter combination. That is for its Dutch name.
Vienna?
Can you give me the Dutch name for the India company thing?
Absolutely not.
It was Verenigd Oost-Indische Compagnie.
Cool story, bro. What was that segment sponsored by?
By PMR Roofing and Jordan Collins over there is who you need to reach out to. Look, we have said for a while, if you don't know this, breaking news, your entire home is covered by your roof.
God,
so it's
so
kind of an important piece of the house. I know, right?
Hey, that
Courtney
was
didn't
true.
Know that.
That one was true. You got that one right.
Yeah. So it's kind of important that you know that you have a good roof because we're about to get into the blazing
baking season
death heat of Texas.
I've got a PMR roof protecting my whole house right now, and I'm feeling pretty good about going into summer.
I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but it was 93 in February.
It was the hottest day, hottest February 27th in history, I think.
Yeah, it was miserable.
I was coaching baseball.
Wasn't happy about it, and guess what? It's only going to get worse from here.
Guess what?
So reach out to PMR Roofing. You can email Jordan, jordan@pmrroofing.com. You can give him a call, 214-957-0839. The odds of you remembering that are very slim, so go to toddtremontyteam.com, click at the radio tab, and you will find all of PMR Roofing's contact information right there.
Yeah, boy. All right, folks, if you have questions, whether it's about the origin of corporations or maybe your home, buying, selling, investing, or enjoying your home, all you got to do is open up your phone, and you should already have this saved in your phone under Todd Tremonti, Todd Team, Todd Broker, Realtor, whatever you want. And then call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. You can always go to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
And if all that fails, just Google Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can. You'll find us. Click any button, fill out any form, call or text any phone number. We would absolutely be honored and thrilled and feel like we are doing our God-given duty and we're fulfilling our calling to use our gifts to help make your life better, smoother, easier, safer. ToddTremontiTeam.com.
All right, I got a question for you. What would you say is the single worst piece of advice that you were given to follow in your real estate career?
Oh, there's so many terrible pieces
of
advice.
The worst. I want the worst. Because then I want to talk about how you did it differently or how you turned it around because you followed what they said and then was like, this is horrible advice. So
okay.
I want the worst.
This is going to sound really biased, okay? But the worst advice I was given was to get a listing no matter what. And what this person meant was you get your sign.
Who was it?
Nope, we're not doing that.
It was you.
We're not, they're local, but we're not doing that. Their point was your job is to grow your business. You tell a seller whatever they need to hear. You agree to whatever they ask you to do. So your sign is in their yard with your name and your phone number on it. And back then we didn't even have websites on signs because you want people driving by seeing your name, calling you so you can get other sellers and other buyers' business.
Honestly, I'm not seeing what's wrong with this advice.
Okay, well, let's talk about it under the umbrella of doing what's right for the client. Because typically the way you do that is, yeah, I can sell it for that delusional number you just said. Oh, yeah, we can get that done in the timing that will never actually happen, but that's what you're saying you want. And you got training. People are being trained to, listen, do whatever it takes. Put a sign out there. It might actually sell. But if it doesn't, you'll get more business from that. We call that now buying the listing. That doesn't mean I bought the house. That means I did whatever I had to do to get the seller to hire me so that I can go use them and use their house to grow my business, even though I don't think their price is right. I don't think they've marketed it well. I don't think their expectations are realistic. I'm likely to disappoint them and not help them, probably hurt them by wasting their time, but it will help me grow my business. That is probably, if not the one of the worst pieces of advice I was given, and sadly, thousands of agents are given that advice every year.
I was going to say the saddest part of that story is that's still happening all the time. Yep. I still talk to sellers now that reach out to us, and they're like, hey, we tried to use this other company, and they told us they could get it done because we told them what we needed to get for the home, and they said that that's what we could get for the home.
Yep.
And then it's just sat there, and we haven't had any showings, and it's like a miserable experience.
Yep.
It's like,
by the
way, did they show you evidence that you could get there?
One
it's
of,
like, nope.
One of the reasons that still happens all the time is because that agent had a lower commission.
Yeah.
I've been given that advice too. Dude, set your commission at whatever it takes to get them to hire you. We don't do that. We talk to clients about, what do you need? What do we need to do to get you what you need? What will that cost? What's a fair profit margin for that? How do we build a team that has exceptional results that can guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, guarantee to help you save at least $5,000 when you buy a home? That's not amateur stuff. That's expert stuff. That's best in the market stuff. That's not going to be the cheapest, but cheapest is not the best. And it's certainly not the best ROI for our clients. So that's some of the other worst advice I've been given, which is like, hey, you just charge whatever you have to charge to get the deal. But that has no consideration for the client. If I lower my fees so low that I win the business because of cheapest price, I cannot invest anything into the marketing and training, equipping, technology that helps you actually get a better financial result, experience, and set your family up, you or your family up, for a better life. That's just very short-sighted, very harmful advice. And that's a lot of the reasons that we get a ton of calls from people that are like, I hired this agent because he was cheaper and they've wasted a ton of my time. He or she, I think they lied to me. I don't think they're calling people back. I don't think that they told me they were going to do all this marketing and I haven't seen any of it. I don't think they're doing any of the stuff they promised. I don't think they're doing anything different than anybody else. You know, blah, 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 blah. They won't call me back. You know, they're not full-time, whatever. We get those calls every single day. And then some of the people are a right fit for us. And we usually have very rapid turnarounds and they have incredible results and they're really grateful. But that's because we're not following that really harmful, damaging advice.
I'm going to follow up on that. But before that, let me tell you about Republic Title. It's been a really great week for me this week, Todd, because I only had to deal with Republic Title. It's fantastic.
Nothing went wrong. Other title companies.
No issues happened. Nothing went wrong. I got to work with Republic Title, and it was delightful.
You hear that? He got to work with Republic Title. Didn't have to work with other title companies.
That's the exact phrasing that I use.
RepublicTitle.com, folks. They also have some really cool closing cost calculators and can help you get a feel for the process. But ultimately, whenever you're buying, selling, or maybe refinancing and you're talking to your lender or your agent, just tell them you want to work with Republic Title, or you at least want to check into, talk to, consider Republic Title, because we believe they are the absolute leader in the industry. RepublicTitle.com.
All right, so you got given bad advice. I feel like we do a really good job of giving people wise counsel, really good advice when they join the team, even if I say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
What would your advice be to somebody right now that is thinking about getting into real estate?
Okay, two things. If you want to be part-time and you're looking for easy money, don't do it. Like, don't ever do it, but especially now. If you want to be full-time and you are, part of your motivation is because you really want to serve people and add a lot of value and be a leader and a guide and an advocate that they can rely on when buying or selling and beyond, then I believe it's an excellent time to be in the business, because buyers and sellers right now understand more than they have in past markets that they really truly need a pro. Their knucklehead nephew that just barely got his license at an online school and hasn't proven to be really successful at anything, they're not as likely to be like, hey, I'm going to throw him a bone and do him a favor. They're going, hey, not every house is selling right now. I know friends that are really overpaying when they buy. I need a pro to help me really protect me and help me achieve a better result than others are achieving. Therefore, if you want to be a pro and you really want to help people, now's a great time to get into the industry, because the consumer wants that and they need that. And by the way, I don't know anybody anywhere doing that better than we're getting it done right now on the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. That's partially why agents and brokers from all over the United States and Canada are hiring us to coach and consult with them to build a better business model around that level of expertise. It's also part of why our team is growing right now. We're looking for about 3 new agents, either in our Fort Worth office or our Richardson office, to serve buyers or sellers. You can get more information about that by going to toddtremonteteam.com. We have a careers tab there on the menu, or you can just call or text right now, 214-310-0008. There's a very good chance you'll have an opportunity to speak with Ian or me directly about your goals, about, you know, what your gifts and abilities are, about where you feel called and compelled to add value in the world, and see if that's a fit for our team. You can do all of that to consider joining our team at toddtremonteteam.com. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, we think now is a very good time to do that. We think waiting for the future as a buyer is going to cost you. We think waiting for the future as a seller, you'll probably be fine for a few more months. But we are not recommending that you wait past summer this year, past the end of July, because we believe there's going to be some real inconsistencies in the market, especially with the political season. So reach out to us right now, 214-310-0008, or anytime at
toddtremonteteam.com.
And don't forget,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at toddtremonteteam.com.
And if you've been thinking about coating your garage floors, or maybe a sport court or a patio or driveways, you got to check out goodgaragefloors.com. They just did a garage for us. It was awesome. We immediately had them come, hired them to come back out. They should be doing that this week or next when the weather's right, to do a big concrete pad area for us with some stain and some design. GoodGarageFloors.com. We've used them. We love them. We trust them. Check it out. GoodGarageFloors.com. And if we can help you with anything related to your real estate,
Google Todd Tremonte and check out over 700 5-star reviews.